Across Tamworth and the northwest slopes and plains, you're waking up to 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
Oh, Coles is stopping their junk mail. They'll stop delivering the weekly printed catalogue to letterboxes from the 9th of September. Coles says customers have gone digital during the pandemic, so it'll launch online shopping app Coles & Co. There you go, Coles & Co. tomorrow. So you'll have to download the app, I guess. They'll be able to still, you know, spam your email, I suppose. Coles boss Stephen Kane said the move will save more than 10,000 tonnes of paper a year, which is pretty good. I mean, you can't, like, it's going to save them a heap of money as well, not have to physically deliver it, but you can also hide behind the fact that you're saving trees as well. So it's a win-win for Coles. And it's only a matter of time before Woolies, IGA and Aldi's, I guess, do the same thing with their catalogues. You get that little rubber band around a bunch of catalogues, it's going to be one thinner from the 9th of September. Maybe you want to keep your next couple of Coles catalogues because for posterity. Put them in the auction like the Gandhi glasses in 100 years' time. Remember Coles used to do this? Remember paper? Remember when we used to have paper? So there you go. They're already online, I guess. And the interesting thing about those catalogues, I don't know where they come from, but they're always so tightly wrapped and they're always got that rubber band right around them. Someone must have to do that. And when I was down on the Central Coast, I was going down to see a mate of mine down in Sydney, and I'd had a look at our little catalogues in the morning. I opened up the rubber band and checked them out. And there's about, you know, you get about 10 or so in the one rubber band nowadays. Don't just get one lot all the time. You just get, well, a shitload all at once. And they're all wrapped up in this little rubber band. And I went down to my mate's place who lives in Sydney, out in the Western Sydney. And I sat down and he's got the same thing of catalogues on his table. And I opened up, because, you know, that's what I do. I like to read junk mail. No, I don't. Don't deliver them to the Mustard Hut. don't start bombing the letterbox at the Mustard Hut. It's only just hanging on by a thread now. But his catalogues were in exactly the same, or they were exactly the same catalogues, and they were in exactly the same order as mine, which is 100 k's north on the Central Coast. So there must be some centralised thing where they do all of these and wrap the rubber bands around them and then they just distribute them like that. Is that what it is? I was amazed by that. I thought, mate, you've got the exact same catalogues as I got up the coast. And not only that, they're in the same order. So I open, you know, you've got Aldi, Kmart, Coles, Woolies, whatever they were, Harvey Norman. And they were all in the same order. So it was just one of the strangest things. I thought, wow, this is all centralised. I thought it'd be some local bloke, you know, just or local whoever. It may not be a bloke. See, I've got to stop being so bloody racist. Sexist. Ageist. Whatever that is. So there you go. Interesting, isn't it? Sort of. No?
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth's own 1287 2TM.
Good to see Lana Murphy. Did you see Lana Murphy on the 4 o'clock? You wouldn't have probably if you're working. Lana Murphy the other day, who's a Channel 9 reporter down in Victoria there, got caught swearing on air. And she basically said, F my life. And it's gone viral since then. And people are actually agreeing with it being 2020. And she's in Victoria as well, of course, where they've had jubilation and heartache in equal measure there yesterday. 322 new cases, which is fantastic for them. I mean, who would have thought 322 would be cheering? And we're worried about 11. They also, that's been tempered with 19 deaths, which is the most in one single day down there. It certainly is a devastating disease, isn't it, the COVID-19. But 322, look, is a positive. Hopefully there's something to build on there for them. Hopefully we get less and less as the days go by. I had to cancel my trip down there. I was going to go to the Cox Plate, the race down there, the big Weight for Age Championship of Australia down there in October. I cancelled the flight yesterday. I got my money back, which was really lucky. considering they'd already gone broke, I'd booked with Virgin months and months, like February. And then they went broke, and then the coronavirus came, and then it was all getting better. And we're going, oh, we're back on here, but I'm going to have to work out how I'm going to get there. Then Virgin came back, and then they shut down Victoria. And I said, look, this is all too hard. And I got my money back yesterday, so I won't be going. Nine News reporter Lana Murphy was on the 4 p.m. bulletin when she stumbled over her words and dropped the F-bomb the other day. Thinking that the cameraman had stopped recording, she laughed it off, fixed her hair. She said, F my life. The mistake would have gone nation unnoticed if Channel 9 hadn't messed up and aired the wrong clip, sending it live on air. Bit like what we did with the stock report this morning. Tony? 3, 2, 1. The feed then cut to newsreader Alicia Loxley back in the studio. Alicia quickly moved on before later apologising to viewers for Lana's bad language. She had clearly this should not have gone to air and we're sorry for the mistake. Lana herself was quick to address the mistake on Twitter, writing, thanks for the love and friends. Apologies to those who got more than they bargained for on the Channel 9 news. Unfortunately, the wrong version of a pre-record made it to air, but thankfully... Well, how many versions do you have of these things? I have a great boss and I'll be back on your screens tomorrow. Fans and supporters were quick to lend their support, saying, you know what? You've just about summed up 2020 for all of us. So, it's amazing. Had we not had such a crook year... Probably. She gets into trouble and loses a job like several others have for that kind of language on air before. But I'll tell you what, 2020, you go, you know what? You're probably right.
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth's own 1287 2TM.
Speaking of auctions, we did talk about the Flo Bielke-Peterson auction, the estate auction. A rare and important pair of iconic glasses worn by Mahatma Gandhi. You know Gandhi's glasses? Did you see the movie? Little bald fella wears a dress. They've been found in England, supposedly, and looked set to sell for, well, thousands and thousands of pounds. The gold-plated spectacles were stuffed through the letterbox of East Bristol Auctions. Can you believe that? With a note attached reading, these glasses belong to Gandhi, give me a call. I don't know why anyone would do that. The spectacles formed an important and somewhat iconic part of Gandhi's overall appearance. Well, not somewhat iconic, they're iconic. A rare and important pair of spectacles, the auction house's website said. It can be, and you can have a look at them now online on this East Bristol Auctions. They're not actually due to go on sale until the 21st, but they've been swamped with bids already. Can be presumed that these were gifted by way of thanks from Gandhi for some good deed. The non-violent icon believed to have given the glasses to the seller's uncle, who worked for British Petroleum in South Africa between 1910 and 1930. Gandhi actually worked as a lawyer in South Africa before he left for India in 1915 to launch the freedom movement against the British colonial rulers. An auctioneer found them in the letterbox last Monday when he reopened for business after the weekend. A few hours later, because that's how auctioneers talk in England. A few hours later, we were digging around and we were doing some research and we discovered they was fair dinkum. They don't say fair dinkum. We discovered they're actually a very important historical find. I phoned the gentleman back. His exact words were, if they're no good, just throw them away. I told him they were worth £15,000. He nearly fell off his chair. Well, the item's due to go on auction on August 21st, but it's already smashed expectations with online bidding already up to £50,000, which, of course, is about 100 grand already. That's even before the auction starts. So if you've got deep pockets and you feel like maybe you want to own Gandhi's glasses, East Bristol Auctions is your place.
£50,000.
Wake up and face the day with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley. Tamworth's own 1287 2TM.
A nude couple. It's always a good start, isn't it? Well, let me read you the headline. This is a true story. All of these stories from America, by the way, are 100% true. Nude couple walking dog busted after violent tangle with Massachusetts cops. We need to go on. A nude couple tangled with police after they were spotted... Tangled was spotted strolling along with their dog early Monday morning near their Massachusetts home. Responding to 911 calls about the naked duo, cops encountered the couple around 6:30 a.m. Investigators say that Mariel Kinney and Kevin Pinto were accompanied by their dog Lucy. Good that they named the dog. As they walked near their home in Hopkintown, about 30 miles west of Boston, Massachusetts, when police questioned them about their state of undress, the pair allegedly became confrontational.
Well, it's no business of yours, is it?
after answering some questions incoherently. No kidding. After yelling and swearing at police, the couple sought to run away from officers, but they were quickly corralled. We got them cornered here, boy. What do we do now? What followed was a violent scrum. Gee, we haven't seen that since the 80s in NRL, have we? Was a violent scrum during which Kinney and Pinto struck Hopkinton Police Department officers. Kinney and Pinto were eventually restrained and placed into custody. They were each charged with indecent exposure, assault and battery on a police officer, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct and disturbing the peace. See, it's just how your life can change, just on turn on a dime, just like that. The couple's not yet been arraigned on the felony and misdemeanor counts in district court. It wasn't no typical day in Hopkinton, that's for sure, said Police Chief Joseph Bennett. They were buck naked. In fact, Hopkinton, which is the starting point for the Boston Marathon, you may have heard of that race, was named this month as the county's second safest city. Up until time. Except, you know, it's so safe around here, you can walk your dog in the nude. Oh, you can't do that? Oh, they were buck naked.